Since then, they were suffering a serious setback in the dissolution of their charity, and he takes great care to rectify it. This incident occurred in Rome too, but not in the same manner. This is why, in the Epistle to the Romans, he discussed it, albeit obliquely and briefly, saying, "For even as we have many members in one body, and all the members do not have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another, and having gifts differing according to the grace that was given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of our faith, or ministry, let us devote ourselves to our ministry, or he that teaches to his teaching." And that the Romans too were falling into willfulness, he indicates at the start of that discourse, saying, "For I say, through the grace given to me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned." With these people, he conversed casually, as their problems with division and pride had not escalated considerably. However, here he spoke with grave concern, as the problem had significantly escalated.